Let's switch gears for just a little bit and let's talk about some of the potential changes that are coming to college football. So, you guys know that recently they went to a 12-team playoff model. We've had one season of the 12-team playoff model. We are going to have one more season of the 12-team playoff model, and then we are going to see expansion. Now, we don't know if they're going to go to 14 teams or if they're going to go to 16 teams. Something tells me that if they go to 14, they will have 14 for a very short period of time, and then they will find a reason to add two more teams to get to the 16. So why not just do the heavy lifting right now? Let's just skip the 14 model and let's go right to 16 if that's where this is going to go by the end of the decade. So they are trying to figure out the right way to do this. There are a couple of different ideas that have been proposed. The Big Ten and the SEC, they want to have a guaranteed model that would guarantee them four spots in the college football playoff. That means they would get a bigger slice of the pie out of the 16. This obviously doesn't make the SEC or the ACC happy. This also doesn't make the Big 12 happy. Wait, why do you guys get more spots? Why do you guys get more revenue? That is only going to widen the gap and the divide between those two conferences and everybody else. There's also infighting between the Big Ten and the SEC. The SEC plays 8 conference games. The Big Ten plays 9 conference games. Wait, we don't get to schedule a patsy in this. We're playing another major Power 5 school while you guys aren't forced to do that. We want you guys to play 9 conference games the way that we play 9 conference games. The SEC is saying, well, we'll do that, but we want certain guarantees and certain provisions to make sure that we get a set amount of teams in the playoffs. Right now, it is all angling on all sides. Everybody is looking out for self. Everybody is trying to ensure that they get themselves the biggest piece of the pie. So, the most recent proposal that has been discussed that I honestly think is the most fair way to do it. There is a model that would ensure if you win your conference, you would make the college football playoff. So it would be a 5+11 model. So if you win the Big Ten, you're automatically in. If you win the SEC, if you win the ACC, the Big 12, if you win the Power 5 spot. So last year, Boise State was that team. One year, it could be UNLV. It could be Liberty. You guys get the point. So those 5 teams would guaranteed make the tournament. And then the rest of the 11 would be decided by a committee, kind of like what we do in college basketball. In college basketball, if you win your conference tournament, you are guaranteed a spot in the NCAA tournament, and then we have a committee to help determine the seeding and the other teams that make it. That is an idea that is being proposed by college football. That, to me, seems the most fair idea to do it, but you already know there's some complaining about it. Now, Brian Kelly actually had a pretty good idea of how he thinks SEC teams should build their schedule. They want to reach an agreement with the Big Ten, and this is how they would like to do every team in the SEC's schedule. This also, I imagine, would be the same schedule for the teams in the Big Ten. You would play 9 games in your conference. You would be mandatory to play one team that is in the Big Ten, and then you can play 2 other games. Now, what do those 2 other games look like? Is that Missouri, for example, playing KU or K-State? Or is this Missouri now trying to schedule Buffalo and Boston College to get 2 guaranteed wins to try to ensure that they can always make a bowl game? Now, we'll see what that looks like. But if you were telling me that this is going to be the uniform model that we have going forward in college football, I welcome that. I don't have a problem with major schools playing one of those kind of gimme games. I understand the economics of college sports. Now, you guys know my idea. I'd be perfectly fine if they move that to the spring and replace the spring game with that. Instead of watching Ohio State scrimmage each other, why doesn't Ohio State play a D2 school around the area? You bring people in. You get to simulate the same thing that you simulate during the college or during the spring period, and then you sell tickets to it. People would pay to go to that game. Trust me. You already got people paying to watch Kansas go up against SEMO in a football game. If they're willing to do that in August, why would they not do that in March or April? And then once we get to the actual summer, Once we get to August, then we start to play real games. So you can play one team from another power conference there if you want to keep your rivals. If you want to keep South Carolina and Clemson, you can play that game if you want. If you want Texas to play SMU, you can have that option to do that. And then, sure, if you want to play one group of five school, we don't have any problem with you doing that. But I am all for uniformity and figuring out a way to get the college schedules to match each other. So if you were saying that Alabama and Ohio State are basically going to have the same format for how they build their schedule, sign me up for it. We're going to play 9 games in our league. We're going to guaranteed play one team from the SEC, and then we have control over the other 2 games that we play, and we got to play a real school. I'm not talking about that Ohio State plays Akron and then plays Tennessee Tech to just get a guaranteed 2-0. No, I'm talking about scheduling real, actual opponents to try to build the best resume possible for inclusion in the college football playoff. I actually don't have any problem if that's how they want to do it, but something tells me that is not how all of them want to do it.
Carrington, you're on the internet the same way I'm on the internet. Have you seen that meme where it's like the world's worst person actually makes a good point? That's how I feel about Brian Kelly right now, having a good idea for the future of college football scheduling. The SEC, first and foremost, needs to join the revolution and play 9 conference games. Once we get over that hurdle, which has surprisingly been a big hurdle, but once we get over that hurdle, you know what we would have? 4 major conferences, and you know we could build? A scheduling matrix. Do you know why the NFL works? They have a scheduling matrix. Hey, last year, the AFC West teams, they all took on the AFC North teams. Or, well, guess what? Now we rotate. They all this year take on the AFC South, and then it works that way. If every team were playing 9 league games, you could set it where 9 league games and then 1 year non-cons comes from the scheduling matrix. That means 1 year, the Big 12, you get the SEC. 1 year, you get the ACC. 1 year, you get the Big 10. We have to figure out the nitty-gritty of how to, you know, figure out if it's the 12th best ACC team against the 15th best big SEC team, but we could figure that out. And then it's 2 games where you pick who you want to put on your schedule. If you're Missouri and you want to play Kansas for a rivalry game and a big crowd and all those things, go crazy. If you want to put SEMO on the schedule, that's your prerogative. But I think Brian Kelly is so close to having this so right, which is just gross because I'm not a Brian Kelly fan. But if you go to 9 conference games, you can start a scheduling, you know, build for all 4 conferences.
Let me ask you this. No, I'm with you, but let me ask you this. In what world then should UNLV and Boise State be included in the college football playoff if that's the structure that we're talking about? Because if you are telling me, and I don't disagree with you, if you were telling me Ohio State, for example, let's use them, the defending champions, they're going to play 9 Big Ten teams. They're then going to play one team in the SEC. Let's pick a team by random. They play Tennessee. They're then going to play 2 other games. I'm guessing they're not scheduling Boise State for one of their non-conference games. How does Boise State ever build a resume where you and I can argue that they should be included in this college football playoff? Because in that world, I don't know what reason you have to schedule Boise State. If you were telling me that we're going to play 10 games against teams from the SEC or the Big Ten in my free time, you know who I'm not scheduling in August or September? I'm not scheduling Boise State because there is no advantage for us to play Boise State. So if we are talking about a world that is going to guarantee that one of these other teams have a spot at the table, you got to tell me why Boise State gets a spot at the table where who's Boise State's schedule going to be in comparison? And how could you make an argument that Boise State, as a team that won the Mountain West, that they are as good as the 4th best team in the SEC? I've seen that team regularly scheduled on a game-in, game-out basis. While I saw Boise State play Colorado State, UNLV, and UTEP for the last 3 months or so, that's where I think those group of 5 schools are going to be tough. Because essentially, you have now been boxed out of the schedule matrix. There's not a lot of room for you to go play anybody in that world if now 90% of your schedule is going to be you playing either teams in your own league or now playing one team from the SEC.
I think you're right. The Boise States get screwed in that world. If you're Boise State, you got to, A, find a team at the bottom of one of the, or the mid-tier one of those power leagues, because you're right. if Ohio State, and we won't even use the SEC, if Ohio State played 9 league games and then the scheduling matrix shifted and they got the ACC, which meant they got to play NC State, a fine whatever school, and they had 2 other non-con games, they're not picking up Boise State. But if you're Boise State and you look at the schedule, you go, oh, in 2027, the Big 12 is playing the ACC, which means those SEC schools are probably not going to schedule those type of teams. Now a Kansas State probably becomes available. Now an Arizona becomes available. And a team that is a mid-tier Power 5 team pops up on your schedule, and then you got to fill your schedule with the other best group of fives. You got to have Marshall. You got to have Northern Illinois. You got to have UNLV. You got to, you know, go out and find Memphis when they were good that 1 year. You got to have a schedule that just screams, we beat all the group of five teams, and that's how you get included. I also would say, to answer your question with a question, do we think the future of college football is based around what the group of five wants to do? Because it feels like every idea we've seen is screw the group of five in some form or fashion.
No, you're 100% right. But I think in this, and I think you and I are on the same page more than anything, is they're giving them one seat for now. If you were telling me that the SEC and the Big Ten are now going to reach a schedule agreement, if the SEC adds another conference game, they are doing so to benefit themselves.